But I wouldn't start fixing people up. I mean, fixing people up is a very uncomfortable kind of situation.
Only if they're broken.
Yeah, you're right. Well, she got on the air this morning, and they were taking me down. You know, I was
the thanks you get for trying to help out, right?
Yeah. I mean, I thought there would be a good match, and I said to her the other day, I said, even as friends, but, you know, did you hear anything about this? They were ragging on me all morning this morning. So when I came into work today, the owner of the station called me in, and he says, what, have you gone spiritual on us? And I said, what do you mean? You're fixing up a young girl with an old lady, man.
You're going crazy on the 40 nights a week.
Is 50 an old man? Is that an old? What is that? I mean, is that an old man?
Well, how old is she?
How old is she? 26 or something or older? She's late 20s, early 30s.
Is a little over 20.
That doesn't work?
That has to happen on its own. If somebody meets and they're 50 and 25 and there's chemistry there, that's wonderful.
Right. Right.
But for you to say, hey, you're 25, I'm going to fix you up with this guy who's got lines around his
head. Yeah. When I was doing drugs, there was chemistry in everything.
Yeah, certainly were. Yeah. And you didn't notice until the next
no
day.
No problem with anybody.
Right. Everybody had a smell.
What is this? What are you saying, Anthony?
Segway to Ron Pitkin. To Ron Pitkin if you read the little notes there.
You got a song there?
No, we actually... Explain.
I have one song about... it's called Lose Yourself. I wrote it when I was in rehab in 86.
Well, I've been sober for about 26 years
now.
I'm
great.
Sober as long as you're alive.
Yeah. Really good.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
I was sober for a long time, and then I was active for a while, and these guys have stuck with me, and now I'm back on the path.
Good.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, we all have to really find our way to sanity somewhere.
Yeah,
that's sanity is serenity. What else is there?
It's okay once in a while.
Of course, I'm accused of being spiritual now, you know, because I try to fix somebody up with an older man.
No, that's not spiritual. It's just stupid.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
Let me just slap myself here. So what's the song you wrote? What is that?
It's called Lose Yourself.
We got it here?
Yeah, it's on the album.
Okay. You want to do it?
Are you going to perform it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it. It's Lose Yourself. It's got on the track.
Is it on?
Got
it
in there.
Does he have it there?
Oh, so track 29.
What track is it?
Yeah, you better give it to
Tony. You want a copy of your own CD?
Tony, no.
It would actually be 7.
Track
7, yeah.
Wow. 7.
Sounds like the New Heaven Railroad.
Yeah, the TV mix.
Get your tickets.
TV mix one, please. Track 7.
All right.
He's talking to the control room, not us.
So this is close enough.
Yeah, this one, the one he's showing it to you.
Where are we?
And
this show's live.
Adam, Anthony, right. Hank, Ron, and Trey.
There
is
it
not
is.
Present. Trey's not.
Trey
here.
Is
really
not present,
but Ron's going to do his song right now.
Go for it, baby.
It's number one at the Betty Ford.
That was great.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That was really
Ron
great. Pitkin. Now, who's playing guitar on that?
That's me. Ron.
That's me.
Yeah, good job.
No, I was just thinking that when the song was
I wrote
playing.
That. I was high when I actually wrote that.
Yeah, so. Great, Ron.
Well, that's good to hear, Ron.
Wish I was high when I was listening to it.
Welcome to sobriety. He probably had the drugs in the guitar case.
But Ron's a great guitar player. And we were listening to it. It's funny you mentioned that, Paul, because as a songwriter, I listen to a lot of radio. I try to keep up, like, you know, what are the record companies putting out? One thing I don't hear on rock records these days is anybody really playing soloing or stretching out. And Ron is such a great, you know, guitar player.
Really
we let
is.
Him play everything.
Thank
so.
You.